When we were talking about emergency services and how important they may potentially become as the virus develops in our country.
The past 2 days, actually, we spoke about that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's an important one. I mean, these are important people. Mm. We know the doctors will be working probably at full strength in hospitals at some stage later on in the developments. But are people on the streets, are paramedics out there who will need to be helping people and whose services may be required in any sort of situation?
Who themselves need to be protected from coronavirus.
True that. I wonder how much work has been done in ensuring that they are ready for what the country may potentially face. Rapulane Monageng is from Joburg EMS, is the acting chief there. Rapulane, I want to welcome you to the program this afternoon. Tell me, how ready do you feel Joburg EMS is to take on the responsibility that you may well be given as the virus develops here?
Hi, good evening, Jen and your listeners. City of Joburg EMS, we're quite ready. We've tried to classify the disaster now, the different levels of a disaster. We've classified this one at a level one, which says to us the kind of resources got. We've tried not to overcommit to the situation going forward, so that if it escalates to level two, we could actually bring other resources within our own space. But having to be mindful as well that we don't know how long this incident is going to last us. We've tried to put resources in place and make sure that our own citizens are being communicated to. And at a stage, we deal with real emergencies, meaning that only life-threatening emergencies.
Right. So tell me this. I mean, we're sort of in uncharted territory, I suppose, with this virus and the kind of challenges it's posing to us from a medical point of view. But what sort of roles do you see yourselves taking on as time passes?
Jen, we're on the forefront. We're on the forefront of these instances. For example, now when our patients phone us or our own citizens phone us of query incidences, or maybe they're quite scared of the kind of medical presentation they have, we need to respond. And our pure purpose actually in this kind of case is to go out, protect the public, also provide a relief to the communities. In so doing, we're trying to educate as much as possible.
Right, so it's a difficult question, but I mean, will your numbers be beefed up during this process, or are you going to be working with the current sort of numbers, the current contingent that you already have in place?
Actually, Leanne, what we've done is, as I was trying to explain to you, level one. At level one, we're working with not fully blown staff that we've got. We've scaled down in terms of medical services on our side. We also tried to say, let's rather maybe save some so that if it's going to be level two, we actually can be able to cater the situation going forward. You understand, Leanne, that in terms of coronavirus, if one of our staff members, meaning one ambulance crew, get in contact with a patient, get contaminated with the same sort of incident, they're going to be off work for the coming period of 21 days. Hence, we're trying to limit the terms of exposure on staff, providing them with protective sort of clothing and garments, but at the same time being cautious in whatever means we're trying to do. And bear in mind, in this case, we're busy dealing with people that are actually stressing, that are panicking on the kind of presentation when it comes to medical issues. But we've got a control room that's operating 24 hours. We've got a hotline, a disaster center, where people can phone in and raise their queries at the same time. And they get advice over the phone, what to expect, what might be presenting on them, but definitely not also negating our own responsibilities or responding to emergencies, be that be car accidents, be shootings, be stabbings, be heart attacks, but also be mindful of the coronavirus as well on our doorstep as well.
And in terms of safety, because we know that comes up every now and then when your lives are jeopardized by people who call you out with the intention of ambushing you, are you worried at all about this with the rise of corona?
You know, Joanne, the kind of work we're doing, that becomes secondary, to be honest. We're not even thinking of people attacking us, and we're counting on our citizens, good citizens in South Africa. They've been protecting us for a couple of months, and we've been pleading with them, we've been going out to different churches, communities, pleading to them and say, we are good Samaritans coming at the doorsteps, coming to provide services to you. Won't you please protect us? But recently, we've never experienced any whatsoever attacks to us. It's purely, mostly, opportunity sort of criminal activity that is taking place on our side. But as a city, we've got plans in place, which I won't divulge with you now over the radio. But in case our members are being attacked, what process to follow on this kind of case, as you say that. But definitely, we're trying to treat every situation, whatever it presents in front of us, with a close view and a close contact with our patients. And we're trying to make sure that we give the service as much as best as we can.
All right. Thank you for speaking to us, Rapulane Monageng. He's the acting chief at Joburg EMS.